Good morning, WLLY listeners. This is Brother Amen Dave Moran. The Amen Corner is on the air again. We'll have some good singing and music, as well as some old-time preaching. Amen. You can listen to WLLY anywhere you want to by going to WLLYradio.com. And it's all one word, WLLYradio.com. And just follow the instructions. This program is part of my personal ministry to see God's Word glorified. If I can plant a seed in your heart or water a seed already there, I pray God will give the increase. To God be the glory. Amen. So here is today's program. Praise the Lord. This is Brother Dave speaking. We're going to have another sermon by Brother Irvin Lewis. It's going to be on Thessalonians 4:15. And we're going to hear from Sister Jennifer Lewis is going to sing "The Sun's Going to Shine Again," and we're going to also hear her and her daughter Brittany singing "I Know a Man Who Can."
Oh, the cloud. Glory to God.
keep
the unity of God and the manipulation, God,
sweet Savior.
That we may receive of Him that we come to Jesus.
Amen.
Anoint
our ears to hear.
Anoint
our pastor
to speak.
Bless thy people. Have your way.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. Have your way. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
I don't know about you, but I am glad that I have got someone to depend on in my time of trouble. I'm glad no matter what I face in life, no matter what I have to deal with, no matter the turmoil that may run through my mind, no matter the physical condition that I find myself in from time to time, no matter how lonely the nights may be, no matter how dark the days may get, no matter how much the wind may blow, no matter how much the rain may fall, no matter how hot the fire may get, I'm glad that I can hold on to the unchanging hand of Jesus Christ. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad in my day, and in my trouble, in my trials, and in my situation, that I've got something to hold on to. I'm glad that His ever-changing hand will always reach down to humanity and mankind. I'm glad, Brother Gad, that no matter how much trouble we may come against in our Christian walk of death, I'm glad that He'll always be right there for us.
Amen. Bless my brother.
Glory to
God. I
promise you I won't preach long if you'll help me here a little while.
Hallelujah.
I know that we have often talked about this. I know that we have often mentioned this. But may I tell you, as long as we serve God, as long as we are looking for the second coming of Jesus Christ, we are going to face trouble, we are going to face trial, and we are going to face tribulation.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Bless.
But may I tell you, no matter what I have to deal with, that does not stop me from believing in the second coming of the Son of God.
Amen.
If anything else, it enhances my belief that it's going to come.
Yes.
Why would it enhance our belief, preacher? Well, you see, if there's a right, then there's got to be a left.
Yes.
If there's a up, then there's got to be a down.
Glory.
If there's a north, then there's got to be a south. If there's an east, then there's got to be a west.
Glory.
If there's a positive, then there's got to be a negative.
Yes.
What do you tell me? I'm telling you, as long as something is crying your mind, as long as there is an enemy coming against you, my friend, that I tell you, when it's all over, when it's all said done, I'm telling you the journey is going to be worth it out for us. If we could just hold on a little bit longer, if we could hold on just a few more days, I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it out for us. Every journey that we've had to travel, every battle that we've had to face, every hardship that we've had to deal with, every tear that we've shed, I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it after a while.
Amen. Yeah.
Oh, sweet Lamb of God.
Yes.
If you'd have told me that years ago, how did I know that at the time? I did not understand what, somebody would have told me that. At the time, I would not have understood. But as time slips on, and to have times a little more gray than it does, I'm telling you, as I realize that my time is soon coming to a close, I realize, Brother George, that the coming of the Lord is closer than it ever been. I'm telling you, I remember and talking about it when I was a child. But may I tell you, at 58 years old, I realize that it's closer than it's ever been.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, we look around, we look at the world we're living in. We could get way out here on a rabbit's trail. We could get way out here on a wild goose chase somewhere. It's nothing to realize and nothing to understand. You know, if you can't understand it, don't know what a man's mind may be. We're living in the last days. Perilous times, not Brother Gary, what did he say? It shall come. It's not a maybe. It's not if it could be. But even when he wrote those words, it let us know that troubled times are coming. So if troubled times are going to come, sir, I'll tell you, there's going to be a brighter day ahead. There's going to be somebody that is going to rescue the church. There's going to be somebody that is going to pull the saints of God out of the muck and the mire that they're in. I'll tell you, the Son of God is coming.
Glory to God.
I want to preach on a simple thought. There are brighter days ahead. Lord, you give me just a few more minutes and we're going to come and pray. We can look back over the saints of God's life. I've got a whole lot here that I want to preach, but may I tell you, we're going to save it for a few weeks down the road. We're going to come back to this text. I promise you we will. It may not be as fiery as it was. It may not be, as loud as it was, but that does not change the fact that we've got a message from him.
Yes, my brother. Glory to God.
It does not change, Brother Tim. The tempo may change, but the mind of God is not changed that is going to send his son back.
Yes.
I want to look at a couple of things here. May I tell you, if somebody's going to rescue the church, who shall it be, sir? Who's going to rescue the church of you and going to call them right home? It's not in a denomination. It's not in an organization. It's not in an administration. It's not something that we can put our faith in. It's not something that we look to as far as the word. If we got somebody that's going to take this world out of here, who can it be? It could be none other than a son of God. It's not an impostor. It's not a Johnny come legend. But it is one that is one that Calvary's Hill. It's one that has tread the road, sir. It is one that has paid the price for him. He is the Son of God. He is the only one that has got the right. He's the only one that's got the ability to bring the church home.
Praise your name.
Who is he? He is the light of the world.
Amen.
He is the bread of life. His presence can't be hid. It's an event that the world will know. I want to stop right there. I remember as a child, Brother Gary, Brother Tim, and Brother Charles,
praise God.
They're pretty close to my age. Even though they may be a little older, they're a little closer to my age. I remember as a child, there was a stunt man by the name of Evil Knievel. Anybody remember Evil Knievel in days gone by? I don't know about you, but when they would announce that he was going to make a jump, all the cameras were turned on him. Brother Gary, they would line up, pay tickets, and they would sit back and watch. They didn't care if the man made a jump or not. They just wanted to watch this man fall. But then I tell you, as big as we're glued to a TV, back in the mid-70s, I tell you, just a few days from now, there's not going to be anybody glued to a TV set, sir. There's going to be no announcements, man. The announcement has already been made. It's found in the Word of God. It's not in a paper. It's not in a magazine. It's not on a billboard. It's not on a YouTube channel. But it's in the Word of God.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory.
I remember watching him jump. I think it was Caesar's Palace. Maybe back in 1977. He come down that ramp with that bike hit on the other side. He flipped that thing rolled and rolled and rolled. His body turned and turned and turned. Seeing no end head over him. I'll tell you, the world was struck in awe. They thought there's no way that this man can live and live. But may I tell you, I've got my eyes glued to
the east of God. Why? Because one is greater than a strong man. He's going to break those shadows open. He is a son of God. He's a bread of life. He's sitting in the younger world of another. You can't stop it, and you can't deny it. It is the coming of the Son of God.
Praise your name.
Oh, sweet Lamb of God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
May I tell you, when it happens, there'll be no denial.
Right.
He's the only one that can call the church home.
Amen.
This may be simple, as simple as I know how. He's the only one. He paved the way. He's the only one that's got it right. There's not a man that has marched on the streets of our country. There's not a movement or an organization that has held up a protest sign. There's not a man that's been voted in the office that can take the place of the Son of God. The only way that he's going to come, he had to shed his blood, son. He had to shed his blood, man. He's the one. He's the only one. He's the bread of life. You can't stop him, and you can't deny him. You can't dispute his existence, and you can't deny his dignity. How can duplicate him, and how can stop him? He is the Son of God.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, sweet yes. Lord God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Number two, we're going to come and pray here in just a minute.
Bless my heart.
Acts, let's go back here just a little bit. Acts 1:11 says, which also ye said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven?
Yes.
This same Jesus which is taken up for you into heaven shall come in like manner as ye see him go into heaven.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
There's not anybody that's going to do it for him, Brother Gary.
Right.
There's not another man
Amen.
That is going to take his place. There's not another one.
Yes.
Nowhere in existence anywhere that is going to stand. I'll tell you, I don't know about you, sir. I don't know about you, ma'am. But I'm looking for those eastern skies. I'm looking to hear that trumpet sound by. Because it's going to be an announcement like the world has never heard. He don't need the red carpet rolled out for him. He's not going to need a parade. He's not going to need a band. He's not going to need fanfare. Because heaven has already announced his arrival. He is the Son of God. He's coming back for a bride without spot and without wrinkle.
Glory to God. Bless thy people. Thank you.
Number two.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Who's he coming back for? He's coming back for those that are looking, those that are watching, and those that are waiting. I know we got out here this morning. We're talking about those that have got cold and indifferent on him. But may I tell you, I believe if there are some that are cold and indifferent on the flip side of the coins, there are some that are looking, there are some that are waiting, and there are some that are watching for an intimate return of our Lord and Savior. Who are those? There are those that have been through the fire. It's those that have been through the blood. It's those that have trusted in him. We are the saints of God. We may not be a part of society. We may be looked down, but we are the children of God. We may be the lost child of the world, but our name is written down in heaven. The world may not know us, but the Son of God does.
Praise.
Oh, sweet Lamb of God.
Amen. Yes.
Who are we? I'm telling you who we are. We are those that were brought out of sin. We are those that have been saved and set free. Ephesians 5:27 says that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that should be holy and without blemish. I don't know about you, child of God. I don't know about you, Satan, but I don't want my wedding garment to have one spot on it. If it's a spot there, I pray that he'll point it out and let me know you've got something in your
Yeah.
Where? Number three. Where will he take his bride? Revelations 21 and 2 says, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I want to read you this, and this is just by my calculation. There are 7.95 billion people in the world as of 2022. 31% of that population profess Christianity. That is roughly 2,465,120,000. But listen, the number gets even smaller. According to a 2006 survey by the Pew Research Center for Former Religion and Public Life and the Pew Research Center for People in the Press, fully 79% of Christians in the U.S. say that they believe that Christ will come to the earth someday. Brother Gary, that's only 1,947,444,800. Roughly, a little over 24% of the world believe that he's coming back. What a staggering number. What a decline to believe that the Lord is coming back. I know there are doctors. I know that there are people that say he's not coming back. But may I tell you, Brother Tim, I've read in the Bible, and I know, I believe it.
Yes.
Amen. Let's stand all over the sanctuary as my wife comes to the piano. We'll get back to the second half.
Praise your bliss.
I don't know about you, but I want to be ready for the coming of God. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to take any chances at gambling with my soul.
This has been the Amen Corner radio program with Dave Foran. This program is on the air each Saturday from 10:30 to 11. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're looking for a home church or a church to visit, come to our services here at Harbor Light Holiness Church on Highway 42 East, just about 2 miles from Wilson, on the left-hand side, just past Tarts Mill Road. Sunday service is at 10:30 a.m. and evening service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek service is at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, so you can come and visit. Brother Irvin Lewis is our pastor. He'll be very happy to see you there.
And praise the Lord, we want to remind you of our revival coming up here at Harbor Light Holiness of Wilson on April 22nd through the 26th, 7 p.m. nightly, with Brother Kyle Williams. Plan to attend. Come that Sunday, too. He'll probably be there that Sunday. And most of the services will be at 7 p.m. Sunday night is 6 p.m. and Sunday morning, 10:30 in the morning.